Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today integrity in our election. We're talking about the presidential election. Integrity in our election, question mark. Do we really have integrity in the election process that we're watching today? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has already admitted that they've created the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in American history. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the ballot harvesting across America and the schemes to absolutely defraud the voters out of our vote for this election cycle. We have been witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist BLM Democrat states as they have sent out millions of ballots, many of them. One of the states had sent out about 2 million ballots. And with the overwhelming majority of those, they were sending out duplicate ballots, that is two to each name rather than just one. What will happen to those? Who will vote those ballots? How can we then ascertain whether or not they were legitimate or illegitimate ballots? We found recently where there is a search for a person now that has gone in and taken one of the drop boxes for the voter by mail boxes. They have set it on fire. Multitudes, I think there's 122 ballots in the box, and 25 or 30 of them were damaged, and so they're inviting people to, and this is the thing, the invitation is if you placed your ballot in that box, you can request another ballot, or you can come and vote in person. Now, how do you know whether or not that's going to be counted, or whether it's a duplicate that is taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the attempt to hijack an election. This is the reason, ladies. Have you wondered why Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, as President Trump calls him, if you wondered why he stayed in his basement bunker now so long, that he puts a lid on about 8:30, 9:30, 10 o'clock, he puts a lid on. Never heard that until this election cycle, saying he just announces the lid's been put on. That means no questions, no interrogation, no media, no response to the media, no facing the media, no facing the public. Why do you think he's doing that and has done that for 6 or 7 months now? He's claiming it's because of his concern for COVID, and he wants to run an election that is COVID-free and protecting you, protecting others that will be in his meetings. Ladies and gentlemen, he's had 6 to 10 people in each meeting. I mean, that's a vast number to protect. I understand that. They meet in a room. They'll draw gigantic circles and place desk in each of those circles, place someone sitting there in each circle with his laptop or with his handheld device, and one or two news media there. And they won't show the audience, but it's generally between 6 and 10. They might have 20 or 25 on a rare occasion, or they'll have some electronic applause in the background. I don't know which it may be, but you hear gigantic applause, but you look at the, if the camera pans around and shows the 6 people present, you understand that it's not coming from the audience. So why do you think he's doing that? It's because they're depending on what Joe Biden calls integrity in the election. And that word integrity in the election is an absolute deflection from the truth that it is will be one of the most fraudulent, one of the most conspiratorial, one of the most deficit in truth campaigns, I believe, in the history of the United States of America. He says integrity, and he taps on his chest and he says, I'm talking about personal integrity for the candidates. According to Webster's Dictionary, integrity means the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Ladies and gentlemen, it's far from that in the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party and the wannabe election for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What is this election really about? One mega church pastor says the 2020 presidential election is about one issue. It's actually not about the economy. It's not about foreign policy. It's not about health care, not about taxes, not Black Lives Matter, not about Antifa, not about a mask. It's not about COVID-19. It's not about social media. It's not even about the Hunter Biden scandals. The 2020 presidential election is a choice between two different world views, end quote. And this article further says, in an interview with WorldNet Daily, he talked about the new documentary, After Trump, A Warning to America, in which Alveda King, a niece of Martin Luther King Jr., summarized Donald Trump's first term as promises made and promises kept. Dr. Robert Jeffers warns that the Democratic Party is becoming a godless party. Becoming a godless party. Dennis Prager suggests that in America now, more people fear the left than they fear God, end quote. Further in the article, it says, will the U.S. depend upon its spiritual roots as a nation, or will it surrender that biblical worldview to one world type of government? That's what really is before us today. He said the U.S. as a culture has severed its spiritual ties to God and to the Bible. Abortion, same-sex marriage, transgenderism are just a few of the developments. We have forgotten our roots in the Bible. It is the roots going back to God. And I fear we have, he says. Here's what I'm making very, very clear locally, statewide, and nationally on all platforms. This election is very, very simply over a biblical worldview. It's not based on any personality cult of two different candidates. The parties are diametrically opposed, as anyone who's read their platform already knows. Then the performance or policy achievement of the two candidates could not be any more divergent, he said. Joe Biden, 47 years old, 47 years in politics, that is, has a scant, if any, record of any achievement whatsoever in 47 years. Ladies and gentlemen, that writer said that it was about two worldviews. It's a biblical worldview, the centrality of what the Word of God says, that our foundations were originally built upon, what we've enjoyed for 244-plus years, and what we stand to lose if Joe Biden is elected president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, the Bible gives an absolute biblical standard, a biblical standard for the election of placing people in office. Listen very carefully. In the 21st verse of the 18th chapter of the book of Exodus, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all of the people able men. Notice now the qualifications, the characteristics. Able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. Ladies and gentlemen, that's God's voter's guide. We must have men with good capability. Able men, the Bible says. That means capability and competence. Capability and competence. That's having knowledge and wisdom to carry out the oath of office. Proven capability. Proven qualifications to serve as the task is before them. Can you imagine Joe Biden filling those qualifications, that requirement? The scripture then says, such as fear God. That means to honor, to reverence God. It means to reverence him, to look at God in reverence. One whose life is governed by the Word of God. One who takes a stand on things that are moral and ethical, that will take a stand on making sure the church is open, giving our religious liberties and the freedom of speech and our Bill of Rights freedom to continue as our founding fathers have given them to them. It means respect for God and recognizing him as being the one in control. One is the authority. One is the the life. And when you find Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that believe that murder by way of abortion is all right, and they have admitted that that's going to be the goal, part of their agenda, part of their plan for all of America, is to make abortion, that is murder. And the Bible is very, very clear in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, thou shalt not kill. They are simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to snub our nose. We're going to turn up our nose. We're going to spit on the Word of God, because God's Word says, thou shalt not kill. The Bible in this voter's guide from God says must have one that fears God, that's reverence in God and respect for God. That means respect for life and not to take a life in the mother's womb by way of murder. But ladies and gentlemen, what can you expect from a party that's already said, a proud statement, Democratic Party leaders vow to lie, cheat, and steal to win the election. And yet Joe Biden talks about integrity in the election. A Democratic Party leader in Colorado says the 2020 election amounts to a revolution, meaning lying and cheating and stealing are morally acceptable actions if they help bring about the defeat of President Donald J. Trump. Quote, I'm going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal. because that's morally acceptable in this political environment. Absolutely. We are pirates on a pirate ship. I want to make it very, very loud and very clear, he continued. I said it nicely before, but I'll say it more curtly now. 2020 election is a revolution. We're going to show up in numbers. We're going to show up in mass. We're going to win the election by any way to cheat, lie, cheat, or steal to win this election, end quote. And yet Joe Biden talks about integrity in the election, talks about the candidates having integrity and tapping himself on the chest and saying, we must have integrity. We need to show integrity in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a stench in the nostrils of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear. The candidate must fear God. It must be men of truth, the scripture says. Must be men that hate covetousness. And Joe Biden and the recent revelations of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, and the whole cabal that has been involved in the selling of America for years now, it seems, going back to 2015 and before, where they were selling influence in the for the United States of America into the office of the president. And now all of that is coming to light, and we still do not know and may never know the full facts. And ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden is elected president, none of this will mount to royal pens. It will all be swept under the rug. Whoever Joe Biden appoints as the Department of Justice or in the State Department or in the or the head of the FBI, whoever he puts in that position will sweep all of this under the rug. We'll never know the truth. The only way we're going to clean up the sewer in Washington is for President Donald J. Trump to be reelected for a second term. But the Bible is clear. The candidate must fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. But first, the scripture says they must be able men. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden meets none of the biblical qualifications to be elected as president of the United States of America. None, zip, zero, nada. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. The telephone number is 831-0917. If you agree, wonderful, let me know. If you disagree, let me know, and let me know on what basis you disagree. If you voted, I'd love to hear from you. How did you vote? You don't have to tell us your last name or anything about your place of residence, but how did you vote? If you think that Joe Biden is the candidate, tell me why. What are the biblical qualifications the man has? What are the qualifications politically that he has? How is he qualified ethically or morally or socially or economically or politically? How is he qualified to run for office or to be the president of the United States of America? Ladies and gentlemen, I find it antithetical to anything that's called fearing God. When Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party tell us that abortion is all right, and yet the Bible is very, very clear that thou shalt not kill, it is murder. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, where it comes from a group of physicians, says there's no scenario where late-term abortion protects the mother's health. Doctor and Kansas Republican Roger Marshall wrote an op-ed saying that there aren't any reasons why a late-term abortion is necessary to protect any woman's health. To this day, I can't think of a single scenario where I thought a late-term abortion would help to improve a woman's health. And this is a man, ladies and gentlemen, that's running for a place of political leadership that's also a OBGYN. And this article says he's delivered more than 5,000 babies in western Kansas over a 25-year period of time. He says pregnant women face much higher risk for uterine perforation and life-threatening hemorrhaging during late-term abortions, according to Dr. Marshall. The procedure also poses a high risk of infection, permanent scarring, infertility, et cetera, et cetera. Point blank, he says, late-term abortions are unsafe and are more dangerous than the naturally occurring childbirth in almost all situations, end quote. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have said that in their number one agenda would be to make abortion free and available for all, even late-term abortion right up to the day of the delivery of the child. Ladies and gentlemen, I am appalled when I read an article where a pastor, Raphael Warnock, claimed, and he's a pastor, claims killing babies and abortion is consistent with biblical values. A Georgia pastor who is running for U.S. Senate claimed last week that supporting legalized abortion, which has killed tens of millions of unborn babies in the U.S., is consistent with biblical values. The Reverend Raphael Warnock says that he believes abortion is a human right, and he will fight in the U.S. Senate if elected, according to the Christian Post reporters that's making the statement. And ladies and gentlemen, the question is, do you think that it's consistent with the scripture? Joe Biden thinks that it's okay. In fact, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to diss, that means put aside, not have anything to do with, and to have disdain for anything that's moral and ethical and biblical, anything that you and I would stand for as Christians, as conservatives, as patriotic Americans, they're absolutely against. I think it is absolutely antithetical to anything called biblical, but yet that's the position. They've lied to us, ladies and gentlemen, about that. They've lied to us about abortion. They have tried to convince America, ladies and gentlemen, that sodomite marriages and the LGBTQ agenda are right and that we as Christians and conservatives should simply accept this. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, God's word absolutely warns, listen, in your leisure, time won't allow me to go to it and read that text, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, the Bible, the word of God, clearly says that all sodomites will go to hell unless they repent and turn to God for forgiveness. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden says that his number one priority will be to make a federal law to enforce the LGBTQ agenda on all Americans. And he's going back to House Bill number 5. You've heard me talk about it before. House Bill 5 was passed in February 2019 by the cabal that's in the House of Representatives. It's called Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and the Three. She doesn't like to be called that, but that's exactly what it is. And 240 votes out of the House passed that bill, House Bill 5. It's called the Equality Act. It's now in the Senate with 47 senators signing on. And ladies and gentlemen, if that bill ever sees the light of day, if that bill ever becomes law, it will absolutely destroy the church. It will destroy Christians. It will destroy Christian organizations. It will destroy Christian colleges, Christian universities, because it will make every Christian in whatever leadership role he or she's in to be able to absolutely embrace the LGBTQ agenda. You will not be able to print, publish, or distribute any material that's antithetical to the sodomite lifestyle and the sodomite agenda. And yet Joe Biden says that's number one priority on his agenda if he is elected president. And ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is also turn to Romans chapter 1, verses 24 and following. You'll find that the Bible says God has given them over, that's talking about the sodomites, to a reprobate mind. And then in verses 29, 30, 31, you'll read what God says are the characteristics of a reprobate mind. It will absolutely frighten the socks off you. And yet Joe Biden says, not his term but mine, that he will enforce that on every human being in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that Joe Biden says that there needs to be integrity in our election. But there's no integrity. There's no integrity in what he says or what he does. And the whole Democratic apparatus, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're lying to us as Americans. Their whole platform is based on an absolute total lie. It is antithetical that's called anything that's called morals and ethics and values in the United States of America by every citizen. Joe Biden has publicly, ladies and gentlemen, said that he will make legal transgender surgeries for children as young as 8 years old and up if he's president. He will make that available. Ladies and gentlemen, he is absolutely against anything that you and I would call Christian or morals or ethics or values whatsoever. Here's an article that says, Biden on transgender agenda says, I will flat out change the law. In a town hall meeting, 20 minutes into the interrogation by the, they call interrogation, it was by the liberal talk show host that was leading it from NBC. Not one audience member had asked a question. It was a stark contrast between Joe Biden's love fest happening on ABC when every softball question were changed to Nerf balls, if you will. In that particular one, a woman standing there identifying as a transgender said she had a third grader, and Joe Biden had some conversation about that, and the question was asked by the mother if that would be allowable under a Biden administration, and he said, absolutely flat out, we'll change the law. He said, and so I promise you, there's no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied. Your daughter or daughters, whichever one or two, one, your daughter, that your other daughter has the right to do and to have transgender surgery. Joe Biden, the man vying for your next president, thinks eight-year-olds have the capacity to make life-altering decisions to change their gender. And if you, the parent, the doctor, or any other adults try to stop them, it will be discrimination, be illegal. And he said one day of his, the day one of his administration, he announced he'll even punish you for trying, if you try to prevent that 8-year-old from having transgender surgery. It goes into great detail, ladies and gentlemen, about his intentions on that. So is there integrity there? Do you call that morals and ethics and values? Would that meet the criteria of God's election guide? Thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place over such, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden not only is disqualified morally and ethically, biblically and spiritually, Joe Biden is disqualified in every fashion that you would call it, politically, socially, economically, and cognitively, ladies and gentlemen. He is absolutely not qualified as a candidate to be the president of the United States of America. The socialist Marxist BLM Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, have lied to us when they claimed that the riots and the looting and the theft and the vandalism and the arson and the burning of the businesses in the streets across America, when they said they were peaceful demonstrations. That's an absolute lie, ladies and gentlemen, and it comes out of the Black Lives Matter. And the Black Lives Matter leaders have said that they're highly trained Marxists with the goal of overthrowing America. Here's an article that says Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. It's about overthrow of the United States of America and not race. Many black leaders contend that the growing Black Lives Matter movement isn't really about empowering blacks. It's about destroying the American system and rebuilding it according to the socialist, Marxist, communist principles, end quote. And it goes on with great detail about the ideological descent of Black Lives Matter coming out of the Black Power movement, the Black Panthers, and the Black Liberation Army, and the underground, Weather Underground back in the 70s. The focus on racial issues, Kern wrote, appears to be a smokescreen for a much larger effort to dismantle the American economic, political, and social system and rebuild them from scratch for the Marxist agenda and what Marxist, socialist, communists want for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today integrity in the elections. What do you see? Do you see that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are running a campaign of integrity? Do you see anything different? Have you voted? How have you voted? Why have you voted for Biden if you did? What do you think the answer is? What should we do? Francis Schaeffer, a number of years ago, quoting from an Old Testament text, says, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden is elected, what should we do? How should we respond? What will the future be for our nation? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm challenging you, I'm urging you, I am pleading with you, I'm begging you today, if you love America, if you love our Constitution and our law, a land of laws and of our Bill of Rights, we need to vote, and we need to vote based on the biblical worldview and not based on the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist worldview that Joe Biden has and what he is wanting to accomplish for the United States of America. It is something that's antithetical to truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear in Psalms 146 and verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that take place. One writer said, we're drowning in the lies from the left. Lying is to the left what breathing is to the biological life of a person. That is why the father, a modern leftism, the father of modern leftism, Vladimir Lenin, named the Soviet communist newspaper Pravda, the Russian word for truth. Truth is what a leftist says it is. It is not an objective reality at all. The left has always relied on lies to gain and retain power. This is as true today in the United States as it was in the Soviet Union then and today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what we're faced with, and that is the battle for the soul of America in reality. We're watching the battle for the foundation of our nation, and we've been lied to by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party. We're lied to by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden and his Democratic Party lies to us when they insist that males feeling feminine, as though they're females, can participate in female sports because of gender fluidity and gender identity. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Genesis 1:27 that God created male and female, created he them. Ladies and gentlemen, God didn't create Adam and Steve, he created Adam and Eve. And yet Joe Biden and the entire socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic cabal, they're simply saying that they're, in fact, as you study behind them, read behind them, they say there are over 100 different genders. It's called gender fluidity, or the fluid genderism, multiple genders. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying the minds and the hearts and the lives of our sons and daughters in our school system today with raw pornography being taught as sex education in the classrooms, which is being embraced and pushed by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, as well as Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ agenda to destroy America's morals and ethics and values. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a push today in America for what's called the critical race theory. It's neo-Marxism in America. This article says critical race theory has perverted every institution in the federal government. Journalist Chris Ruffo recently argued on the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show. He said that President Trump should end the widespread practice of indoctrinating federal employees in race theories. This theory asserts that the legal institutions are inherently racist and socially constructed with a concept used by white people to further their gains at the expense of blacks. The root of critical race theory is central Marxism. It comes from the pool of ideas introduced post-war, World War II, by neo-Marxist thinkers. And it goes on to say, ladies and gentlemen, launched the concept of critical race theory, implying that science should not just describe, but change social structure. It was the Frankfurt School in Germany that pushed for a modified Marxist ideology after the war, and the philosophers, and it lists the whole list of philosophers that had that mindset. Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, his dad, Joe Biden is not qualified to be president. Hunter Biden and the cabal is now under investigation for the cheating, the lying, the theft of hundreds of millions of dollars. So Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply summarize very briefly. Joe Biden is not qualified morally to be president. Joe Biden is not qualified spiritually or biblically to be president. Joe Biden is not qualified ethically to be president. Joe Biden is not qualified economically to be president because he's wanting to put in place a socialist, Marxist, globalist, one world financial condition. Joe Biden is not qualified politically, ladies and gentlemen. He has simply been in the Beltway for almost 50 years, and he's done nothing politically. Joe Biden is not qualified constitutionally because Biden will destroy everything that's in our Constitution that we hold so near and dear, including our Bill of Rights. And certainly, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is not qualified cognitively because he couldn't come in out of the rain if his life depended on it. We are watching Joe Biden as the Trojan horse being pushed by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party in order to put him in, and 90 days later, Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States of America. I urge you to give prayer, and at serious prayer, that you would seek God, turn, ladies and gentlemen, and allow God to be in control and give us the victory in this election and put President Donald J. Trump back in office. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.